Blog Talk Radio.
Unified we go, we like a push, yeah. I connect, I'm KS, I support, yeah. I'm like a movement, yeah. Got them exclusive, yeah. All I know is the part. Kingdom, business, I rap. Jesus, music, exclusive. I am so relentless, artist, showcase. Christ inside me, I support, ain't no much time it, leave it feel, yeah, yeah, all up inside me, I support me, yeah, I each hope, in my head, if you send it out, I won't, this is your daughter, you're a supporter, taking the Jesus, I'm a supporter.
So me in the grave, that girl is a corpse. On this side is different, for kingdom we stand. We tryna get souls, not tryna get bands. We tryna be whole, go ahead, keep your man. My life got his promise, my life got his hands. When you see Jesus, you see it all new. When you get Jesus, he make you all new. We on a mission, we go up by twos. That oil be dripping like I got the juice. Go ahead and give a shout out to K. Jesus 2020 and Aunt can't relate. Are you in good hands, supporting all safe? One kingdom, one body, we rep them all day.
I am exclusive, I am a king.
Getting me a purpose, I'm on my assignment. Running through problems like hearing your diet. Facing the crisis,
not in trouble, I'm blotted. For the love of the money, why these people be wildin'? Come from the bottom is Diggy. I did 180, got people that miss me. Got brothers with bent like they signing with Diddy. And they let it smoke from the head like a chimney. They know the devil is after they soul. I'm tryna tell them that Christ beat it all. I cannot judge them, not judge them at all. Understanding my people, I got that from Paul. Whoa. Life's been crazy, yeah. Had to do the stash, yeah. I just hit a 180, yeah. Whoa. Never run up tryna blitz, yeah. Had to beat the norm, Derrick Henry with the fist, yeah. Whoa. All the saints is going crazy, yeah. Whoa. I just flipped a 180, yeah. Whoa. We in the beat, they in the drop, we surf the one. It ain't our lot, you got them pills, yeah. We got the power. We got the power. Look at their face while they looking so sour. Why so much hate do they have for the church? Why would they pray when prayer doesn't work? Why do we only call God when our problems are solving? You'll ever keep making it worse. Why keep oppressing your people? We from the same struggle and on our way back to the dirt. I saw the pain in their eyes when I left. Never say much when I'm under the stress. Lifting this pressure from out of my chest. I'm on the wave and they seeing the blessings. I know brothers taking out on the stretcher. Giving them clout for themselves in their mansion. Why they keep merging on God? I know you know God called them out. We got the low and the drop on your heart. Mama, she said that the low wasn't far. This ain't a demon, it still is a charge. I got a wife, so you don't need to bother. All of our glories are under colossus. Still want the cheddar that Jesus is Zion. Straight on the line like I'm fresh from the barber. You just unlocked a new player on roster.
Whoa.
Life's been crazy,
yeah.
Had to do the dash, I just hit a 180,
yeah. Whoa.
Never run up trying to blitz. Had to beat the norm, Derrick Henry with the fist, yeah.
Whoa.
All the saints is going crazy, yeah.
Whoa.
I just flipped a 180, yeah.
Whoa.
We in the police, they in the drop. We serve the one, it ain't a lie. You got them pounds, we got the power.
Hey, this is Essence E, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, good evening, KS Nation, KS Radio Show family. Hey, man, what's going on? Hopefully you guys are, you know, ready for Christmas and everything, but you know, I had to, you know, take it back one time and introduce something new from the homie Hollywood Vaughn called Whoa, because I cannot believe we are less than 5 days away from Christmas, and I am definitely excited. Also got to say Whoa, because I got a doubleheader for you guys tonight. The homie Big Steve 513 is in the building, and Go You will be on the show as well. Shout out to the homie Joe Focus, who is listening live, and all of those that will listen to the rebroadcast as well. I think Big Steve is on the line. Big Steve, are you there, bro?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
What's good, bro? How you feeling, bro? How was your Friday?
Hey, Friday was dope. Just getting ready for the big event tomorrow going on in Cincinnati, the concert and the ins and out of that. But for the most part, I'm just glad to be free.
Amen. Amen to that. Definitely amen to that. We got a lot of callers on the line. Just want to say thank you to all the callers that just called in. Hopefully everybody saw the flyer. If not, it's still time to call in. The number is 914-205-5471. And if you want to listen online, then just inbox me on my business page or on my personal page to get that link. But Big C, bro, man, I'm really honored to have you on here tonight because you are releasing your 16th studio album. And I cannot wait for the world, for the universe to hear these tracks, not only tonight, but to stream and download the project. How is ministry been so far, like this year, like because of since like COVID, how has ministry been?
Honestly, it's been pretty dope. Really didn't do anything until August because I really wanted to see how things were going to go, and then things was looking pretty good, so all together I'm going to end out the year with 57 shows between August and December of 2021, but right now though it's actually looking like the progress is being lost as far as the whole COVID restrictions and everything, because it doesn't seem like they go restrict things, but then it just seems like we back to square one almost as far with the way people getting sick, and then basketball teams canceling and football teams starting to cancel now. So it just seems like it's back to square one, but then again, no if you read the Bible, they had plagues in the Bible, and while things were going on where people were sick, you know, it never was a point where they actually said stop in the Bible. And then that's when they stopped praising God, and that's when they stopped praying, and that's when they stopped loving God. Nah, it's actually the time to embrace God more and more, but then again, no, people are really shying away from God, and they really kind of using COVID as an excuse not to be a Christian or not to be Christ-like. And in the end, you know, Jesus first sums it up. Jesus first.
Jesus first, Jesus last, Jesus always. That's definitely a priority that we need to make not only in our lives but also making our children's lives. Because now, you know, they got, like, reports of, you know, children, you know, hitting, kicking, and spitting on teachers. And, you know, I'm not sure if you – well, no, your daughter's in school, right? Does she go to CPS?
She's not in CPS. She's going to private school right now.
Okay. So I'm a lead technician, IT. At, I believe, a private school as well here in Avondale. And apparently some kind of TikTok challenge went out today about school bomb threats. Of course, we don't know, like, what the source is or, you know, how the kids are getting in touch with these challenges. But like I was telling the janitor earlier today, when I was growing up, you know, in high school back in, you know, 2006, 2007, 2008, we didn't have these problems. You know, Facebook had just came out in 2006. And, you know, the teachers, you know, they didn't have any trouble out of us, basically. And with TikTok now, it's these different challenges for the students that are in school that gets them in trouble. So, again, definitely keep Jesus first, not only in your life, but also in the lives of your children. If you are listening, of course, you got to raise them the right way. And, you know, make sure that they're protected at every angle. But yeah, that TikTok challenge, and, you know, TikTok is, that's all the kids watch nowadays, to be honest. That's all the kids watch. So we got to definitely keep Jesus first in their lives as well. Big Steve, for those who don't know your testimony, can you give us the snapshot, the quick summary of your testimony?
Long story short, I've been serving God since I was 14 years old. To really sum it up, I was not really living the way I was supposed to. My dad gave his life to the Lord when I was about 7 years old, and I started learning about God. I've been reading the Bible since I was seven, and what ended up happening when I was 14, it all came to an impasse. A guy said he wanted to fight me. I met up with him. When I met up with him, he had 30 people with him, and I got jumped by 30 people, but then didn't hit the ground. I knocked about six of them out. And as I knocked these people out, and I walked away with two black eyes, and I really, it was a wake-up call for me. I said, I really need to, you know, give my life to the Lord, because I had never knocked nobody out in my life before. And once I actually gave my life to the Lord, things changed for me dramatically. I went from a straight F student to straight A student. I grew significantly. My body transformed. My mind transformed. And it got real when I was 17 years old one day, and I came home, and actually my father was dead. Yo, 10 months, he was only 44 years old as well, and 10 months after I found my father dead, found my mother dead. This was 2 weeks before I started college, and this was at 18, you know, so been paying rent since I was a senior in high school. And but luckily, though, God has been there. He's took care of me. I've never been down to the welfare building to apply for any type of government assistance. I don't even pick up the phone and say, hey, can I hold this, I hold that, I hold the other, because God, he's a provider. He's been taking care of me, and I honestly don't want for anything. My family doesn't want for anything, and God has provided us everything we need. And, you know, even though my daughter actually was born with no grandparents. So,
wow.
But at the same time, though, she has everything she needs, and, you know, and God is a provider, and, yo, he takes care of her, and, yo, I definitely should, at the age I'm at, I should probably have about 20 more years with my parents, maybe 10 to 15 at least, but, yo, they've been gone since 98 and 99 between my dad and my mom, and it's a long time, because they were fairly young, 44 for my dad, 42 for my mom, but you know, God's plan, and he's been taking care of me, and ultimately I just thank God that, you know, I haven't met my demise, because so many people who I grew up around, I've attended their funeral, you know, when they was in their 20s and 30s, you know, dying and passing on, and I just thank God that I'm still here, still able to minister. I basically am doing the ministry strong, and last concert was actually Wednesday, and I was in Hamilton, Ohio, and did a concert for underprivileged kids that they pick up around the neighborhood, and it went really well. And God's been making a way, and honestly, I didn't nowhere near dreams I would get to actually album number 16, but here we are, and God is up there, you know, making a way and making moves, because I was, when I honestly came out with my first album, I was ready to give up and really wasn't successful, and I definitely was used to being a successful person. And but the second album, about my ministry, it really paved the way for what I'm doing today, and had definitely had bumps along the road, but, you know, going stronger than ever for real right now. So all glory to God.
All glory be to God, man. We want to give you a hand clap of praise for just, you know, having enough courage and, you know, enough boldness to share your testimony, because that's a task and a journey in itself. Amen.
Amen.
So, Big Steve, you have your 16th studio project that's about to release. What can you tell us, when is the release date?
It actually got pushed back. It will release locally tomorrow, but it definitely will be out by the, I would say actually by Christmas. So it actually might release on Christmas Day, which the way it's looking at as far as like worldwide right now, though, because I just had a little trouble with the distribution, because long story short, I was waiting on Famous. Got some really good features on this album. I was waiting for the features, and I really wanted the features to be on there, and you got to turn in the music for distribution by a certain time, and yeah, I didn't get it in enough time, so it definitely probably more likely got pushed back by a week. So it definitely will be out worldwide by Christmas, but for the people who actually come there tomorrow, they will be able to buy the downloads and the actual CD from me, and I will have it actually available for whoever needs it tomorrow, basically at the concert. But the world will have to wait until about Christmas.
Amen. So it's safe to say that the songs that we play tonight are exclusive, because they're not yet released.
Indeed, unreleased.
Amen. Well, how about we go ahead and get into your first song of the night? I believe Big Muscles is the first thing that I uploaded. What was the inspiration behind Big Muscles?
Honestly, I recently dropped 100 pounds, and dropping this weight, it really, you know, you really need some theme music, you know what I mean, when you're trying to go on a journey like that, and then it's really just getting stronger in the Lord, not only physically, mentally, but in all aspects of your life. And then, you know, muscles don't come without resistance, and you pushing through the struggle, and then as you pushing through, you're getting stronger. And that's how I really felt as I was actually on this weight loss journey. And yeah, when it ended up coming out, it just definitely, I figure anybody who can relate, who actually is attempting to be a real Christian or who actually is serving God on some real type stuff.
Amen. Well, we're going to go ahead and get into your song right now. Again, this is Big C with Big Muscles, exclusively on the KS Radio Show from his upcoming album. Check it out.
The world ain't been doing you right. Might as well admit you need the Lord in your life. You know that the world ain't been doing you right. Might as well admit you need the Lord in your life. Getting
staying strong, made it through the struggle. Never lost faith, money about to double. Turn it all the way up, yeah, we through with being subtle. Head up, hands high, Jesus coming, they in trouble. Forget about who the one talking the slickest. So many people be living so wicked. Preacher be telling me, stay in the spirit. When I be mad, I don't wanna hear it. When I be broke, I don't like the feeling. Not about to panic, that's why I be chilling. You know it's love, it's one in a million. Not about to struggle, we making a killing. Might as well admit when they drink, it don't help the way that they think. Keep your eyes open, don't blink. God still working out my kinks. We unashamed, why didn't I say in his name? No, I don't care about fame. Breaking the chain, praying that people go change. Promise they won't be the same. Big muscles, getting strong, made it through the struggle. Big muscles, getting strong, made it through the big muscles, getting strong, made it through the struggle. Never lost faith, money about to double. The world they been doing your life, might as well admit you need the Lord in your life. You know that the world they been doing you right, might as well admit you need the Lord in your life. No gossiping, nah boy, that's that Wendy Williams. Don't tear it down, we building. Got videos, we filming. Some people testimony, deeper than the Lakers. She fast like Jamaicans. Yeah, the world need a savior. Can't forget my heritage. Gotta pray for their marriages. Not paying for no therapist. Don't gotta experiment. Curiosity might take them to the grave. E-40 said don't save them. But people gotta get saved. Not from the south, but we walk it out. No arguing, we talk it out. We up late, Waffle House. Need an update, who coming out? Blessings on blessings, stop the finesse. Stay connected with the block like Tetris. The world they been doing your right, might as well admit you need the Lord in your life. You know that the world they been doing your right, might as well admit you need the Lord in your life. Big muscles, getting strong, made it through the struggle. Big muscles, getting strong, made it through the big muscles, getting strong, made it through the struggle. Never lost faith, money about to double. Big muscles, getting strong, made it through the struggle. Never lost faith, money about to double. Turn it all the way up, yeah, we through with being subtle. Head up, hands high, Jesus coming, they in trouble.
You can't say that you love God and hate his creation. It just doesn't mix. You know, I love the scripture in Isaiah 1:17 that says, look to do good, seek justice, defend the oppressed. And in today's society, in today's age, it's so necessary. And not enough of us are doing it. It's one thing to stand behind a phone or a computer and tweet something out, question something. But when you're in the thick of it and you're the recipient of the injustice on a daily basis, it changes everything for you. So the responsibility can't fall on anybody else but us, especially as believers, especially as Christians. Jesus was an activist. Actions speak louder than words. Gotta stand next to our brothers and sisters. Gotta stand up for justice. Gotta do what's right, because that's exactly what Jesus would do. And he said to love your neighbor as yourself.
All right, y'all, man, that was Big C with Big Muscles, man. Before I get Big C back in queue, man, we got something else, something new from the homie Iceberg 517 featuring Miss Day Bless. Here is High Low right here on the KS Radio Show, man. Y'all stick around, man. We got more music, and we got another guest at 9 o'clock. So check out this track titled High Low by the homie Iceberg 517. Check it out.
High low, yeah. High low, yeah. Caught up in the middle for my high low. Speeding by faith with my eyes closed. Tryna say hi from a low low.
Right.
Yeah, struggle ain't nobody. Get it out your way, get behind me. Tryna get right in the wrong, tryna ban me. So yeah. I still rise up, cause yeah. My God got me. Yeah, hey, high lows, high,
high,
high lows, high,
high,
high lows. High,
high,
caught up in the middle for my high low.
Yeah.
Speaking by faith with my eyes closed.
Right.
Tryna say hi from a low low.
Yeah.
All my PGQs, no typos. Tryna catch me up, no nitro.
High lows, hit me like a racket.
Yeah.
Try to give you truth, no capping. Gotta stay active, do more than rapping. God give me grace with a multicolored jacket. Times I'm low, looking for growth. Losing my faith, cause I sit up in a boat. Somebody pull me out the mud, I need rope. Can't be a hope, still if I'm broke. Can't stand with my sister though. Homeless, I ain't had nowhere let it go. I was shining but stud like a light post, falling so deep, deep like Geronimo. Was super depressed if you didn't know, trying to get back to work but a no show. When I move too fast and say slow bro, or the devil try to put you in a slow choke. 2020, I was crashing crazy. 21, yeah. I'm on it, baby. Ooh. Traffic coming, yeah. I'm swerving, baby. Christ with me, I'm a king, baby. Had to get off my tail. Had to make a move. You know I'm fire hearted. Right. What I got to prove, yeah.
High low, yeah. High low. Yeah. Caught up in the middle for my high low. Speeding by faith with my eyes closed. Tryna say high from a low low.
Right.
Yeah, struggle ain't nobody. Get it out your way, get behind me. Tryna get right in the wrong, tryna buy me. So yeah. I still rise up, cause yeah. my God got me. Yeah, hey, high lows, high,
high,
high lows, high,
high,
high lows, high,
high.
Caught up in the middle for my high low.
Yeah.
Speeding by faith with my eyes closed.
Right.
Tryna say high from a low low. Yeah. All my bitches kills, no typos. Tryna get me up, no nitro.
Y'all way on the safe side. Time wasting on waste time. If you need to talk to him, dial him up. Meet Christ on the main line. Hit your face, you wanna FaceTime. Praise and worship at the same time.
Hey.
Satan trying to get in the way. Bible loaded on my waistline. Is Jay blessed for a reason? Through each trial I need him. In the world try to keep me down. I keep a smile, it's my season. He's with me when I'm up high, or even when I'm down low. Rest in God's policy. I've been assured, no guide go. From the streets to the church, you the one that I'm around with. It's the world outside, you the one that I'm flying with. Praise in public, I ain't hiding it. Seek the kingdom and I'm finding it. Satan steady trying to sell the world. Tell that clown I ain't buying it.
High low, high low. Caught up in the middle for my high low. Speeding by faith with my eyes closed. Tryna stay high from a low low. Yeah, struggle ain't nobody. Get it out your way, get behind me. Tryna get right in the wrong, tryna buy me. So yeah. I still rise up, cause yeah. my God got me. Yeah, hey, high lows, high,
high,
high lows, high,
high,
high lows, high,
high.
Caught up in the middle for my high low.
Yeah.
Speeding by faith with my eyes closed.
Right.
Tryna stay high from a low low.
Yeah.
All my bitches choose no typos. Tryna gas me up, no nitro.
KS Radio Show, hosted by Alicio, a.k.a. KS. You got a new hot record you can't get on the airways? Well, they take music submissions over here at AlicioTorres1989@yahoo.com.
Say what?
Alicio started the KS Radio Show in January 2016, and it is recorded live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time through www.blogtalkradio.com. Not only is the KS Radio Show the home of the most exclusive music and interviews, you can also give a birthday shout-out to your homies.
Happy birthday!
Follow on Instagram and Twitter at KS Radio Show, or contact Alicio directly. His phone number is 513-370-4968. Alicio is down to interview anybody with a testimony, so get with it or get lost, get right or get left. Yeah.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S, miss me with them indirect. Boxes on the internet, I pass, don't ever intercept. How you in the clip, but you don't know me at all. All your shots get intercepted, so don't throw me the ball.
Hey man, you guys, we are back. Hey man, shout out to the homie Iceberg Fast 17, who will also be in the building on tomorrow night for Big Steve's concert. Big Steve, man, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Hey man, I'm feeling that that Big Muscles track, bro. I remember when you performed it live, and the whole building went crazy, man. I really enjoyed it, and I'm sure if that's the first track on the project, then I know the whole project is lit. So I can't wait to hear the full thing, man. I'm anxious, and I'm definitely excited for tomorrow.
Oh yeah, it's definitely gonna be a good time. I'm just happy we all able to come together on one accord, praise God, and you know, display the gifts that we have been given by Him. And it's just dope to actually, because it started with the Cincinnati Gospel Awards a couple months ago in September. Then in October we had Midwest on Fire, and then yo, this is gonna be the third event where I actually, you know, promoted and sold tickets for, and from top to bottom, man, we anticipating another sellout, so I'm definitely, you know, thankful.
Hey, man, I'm definitely thankful, too, for you, your vision, and what you're doing. Speaking of your, you know, your studio project, what's the name of the project?
It's called Tennis Shoe Preacher.
All right, Tennis Shoe Preacher. Y'all heard it here first. So definitely put that on your calendar. Y'all got about a week before it hits, you know, digital outlets and streams, outlets and stuff. So definitely put that on your list for tonight. So when it drops, you will know. Big Steve, man, do you have any shout-outs you want to give them tonight?
First of all, I want to shout out my beautiful wife, Natasha. Yo, she's been in my corner from day one. And, yo, without her, it's honestly, I couldn't do none of the stuff I do for real. God first and, you know, her. And that's what really is my world right now as far as that goes. But this ministry, yo, is definitely serious. And shout out to my daughter, you know, for having my back throughout all these hard times. But most importantly, shout out to Jesus, man, because without him, nothing is possible.
Most definitely, bro. Definitely agree with that. I do want to give a quick shout out to Tristan, my son, the 4-year-old king himself, who will be also with me on tomorrow. Shout out to Kale Washington that's listening live. Shout out to Go Yee, who will be my next guest in a few more moments. The homie Joe Focus, Wayne, and the homie Iceberg 517 that's listening live. And anybody that will listen to the rebroadcast. Shout out to my partnerships, East Garden, Roslyn Smith Counseling, ShalomChi.com, as well as Overcome Pro, and everything that they're doing ministry-wise. Love for people to support me the way that I support others. So shout out to them. So Tennis Shoe Preacher hits digital platforms in about a week, sometime before or after Christmas. We do have another one of your songs in queue from a legend titled RL. RL joins you on this track called Love Me Like That. Can you tell us what was the inspiration behind Love Me Like That and what made you want to get RL on the track?
Honestly, it was definitely originally his track and didn't have no rapping on it. And then it was just, that's been my brother for a long time. I was going through his YouTube and was listening to his music. And that just smacked me in the face. And I said, yo, I love this. I could write to this all day. I don't even have a bar count on how many bars I wrote for this. I know it was way more than 16, though. And it really was just, you know, inspiration from God, man. And I really miss my bro. He in New Mexico. He used to be in Cincinnati where I'm at. But, yo, it's definitely a blessing to be able to connect with him anytime on the mic and on the track, man, and just really praise the God we love.
Amen. I think y'all might be the first collab or the first duo that I know that collabed on, you know, so many tracks. I don't think there's been anybody else that collabed with RL specifically for a full project. So to see you guys, you know, still rocking with each other after all these years, that's a blessing. And you know, it speaks volumes for itself and for friendships in the future. So I'm definitely loving the friendship between you guys, the bromance between you guys. And anytime you guys come together on a track or on a beat, it's something magical, and definitely God's anointing is on it, because God's anointing is on both of your lives, and you can hear it through the music because this is very impactful. So Love Me Like That will be on the project, on Tennis Shoe Preacher as well, right?
Yes, sir. Big Muscles is number one, and then Love Me Like That is actually number two.
Wow, back to back. I love it, and I definitely appreciate you for, you know, sending it over via email early, because I've had a chance to play it on Candy Convos as well as, you know, previous KS Radio Show interviews as well. So we're going to go ahead and get into your song right now, and then we're going to get your social media information afterwards. Again, you guys, this is the homie Big Steve 513, and again, here is Love Me Like That featuring the legend himself, RL Music. Check it out.
Let me catch my breath, yeah, I made it. Shelter in your arms at the safest. I ain't running no more, I'm just pacing. You do me with your love like a painting. Nothing that I do makes me worth it. Oh, the way you love me back, don't deserve it. I ain't running no more, I'm just pacing.
You do me with your love like a painting. Never let me go, never let me go, yeah. Never leave my side, never let me go, yeah. Captain of my ship, anchor of my soul. Ain't nobody love me like
your grace is like a flood that I'm drowning. I failed you so many times I stopped counting. Why you
never let me go, never let me go, yeah. Never leave my side, never let me go, yeah.
You would think I'm perfect, but I know I don't deserve it.
Why you gotta love me like that?
Why you gotta love me?
Yeah,
like you do, I'm so glad you found me. I don't wanna drown, I stand on a rock, yeah. They don't even know Jesus is the rock, yeah.
Nothing that I do makes me worth it. Oh, the way you love me back, don't deserve it.
I ain't running no more, I'm just pacing.
You do me with your love like a painting. Never let me go, never let me go, yeah. Never leave my side, never let me go, yeah. Captain of my ship, anchor of my soul. Can't nobody love me like
your grace is like a flood that I'm drowning. I failed you so many times I stopped counting. Why you
never let me go, never let me go, yeah. Never leave my side, never let me go, yeah.
You would think I'm perfect, but I know I don't deserve it. Why you?
Why you gotta love me like that?
Your grace is like a flood that I'm drowning. I failed you so many times I stopped counting. Why you
never let me go, never let me go, yeah. Never leave my side, never let me go, yeah.
Different kind of love, I ain't talking Gucci and Keisha. Different kind of love, nothing like Kirk or Rashida. Got me feeling like I'm walking on water with Peter. Never paying for a price, always getting it cheaper. Blessing me with credit cards, with them high limits, they can try to block you. He just ends up goaltending. You my father, gave me heart, he not John Q. You always got me popping tags, getting something new. Got that love and happiness, he not Al Green. Stacking up blessings, taller than Yao Ming. Keep counting, like when Giannis try to shoot a free throw. Making history together, but we not the Beatles. Front page news, Jesus not the funny page. Had me shouting hallelujah after graduation. God keeping me away from the paramedics. The devil keep taking shots like a diabetic. Said I wasn't gon' be nothing. Gotta take my time, I keep rushing. He's still coming, we not bluffing. Let's get together like homecoming. She flirt with me, I'm not blushing. He passed that, we not puffing. Got Hennessy, I can't touch it. Why Christian, be mean mug. Y'all not whore, I'm not soft. I'm a worker, he big boss. Just lost weight, Rick Ross. Get my own swag, Chris Cross. Let me wrap it up like Christmas. Can I get a witness? Let him know Jesus always handle business. Real love, real God, made it through. No new scars, he helped me out. We won't charge, keep blessing me with new bars. Got handouts, get discounts, not leaving God, I can't bounce. All work, no play, God coming through, that's all day.
I'm Rosalyn Smith Fishtrunk with Rosalyn Smith Counseling, and I'm here to talk about this life-changing program called From Forgiveness to Healing. From Forgiveness to Healing is a faith-based 8-week transformational journey that supports individuals through the process of forgiveness. The program is designed to help individuals release the burdens and pains that they have experienced due to unforgiveness. Most people don't realize the toxicity that unforgiveness creates in their lives and how it impacts decision-making and how they interact with others. From Forgiveness to Healing helps individuals gain insight into how their painful and stressful life experiences impact how they view themselves and others. Here are just some of the benefits of the From Forgiveness to Healing program. Individuals gain an understanding of the process of forgiveness, learn the importance of self-compassion, deepen their relationship and connection with God, learn to relate differently to their painful or stressful life experiences, develop a new way to handle life experiences, are empowered to live their desired lives, have access to a supportive community of believers. From forgiveness to healing was divinely given to me by God. It was my answered prayer on how to help my clients move along their healing journey. I knew what God had given me was impactful, but I had no idea the level of impact it would have on people's lives until they started experiencing the material. Here are some of the comments from the participants on how they describe their experience with the program. This journey has been God's cosmetic surgery to a new life, new relationship, new spirit, new love, new appreciation. Very valuable, especially to people dealing with abuse, trauma, grief, or unforgiveness. Going into the class with an open mind and heart may allow you to receive all, if not a part of what you hope to receive on your forgiveness and healing journey. This journey was enlightening, and I know that I have to do my best to live out what I learned.
The Forgiveness to Healing program has made a huge impact in my life, and I am starting to see the effects of the change in me, how it affects those that I'm connected to. This program has allowed me to actually go back to where my pain story started and address some of those issues that I thought were gone, but I've still been dealing with over time. It allowed me to learn to let go of past hurts and also learn the process of forgiving, like truly forgiving people for the pain that they've caused me, as well as take accountability for the pain that I've caused others.
From forgiveness to healing is your opportunity to learn how to relate differently to your painful and stressful life experiences. Are you ready to experience freedom and healing? Then register today for this life-changing program.
Hey, this is Ariana Marie, and you are listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
Hey, man, you guys heard it here first. Again, forgiveness is important. Healing is important. You need an individual or a couple session with Rosalyn. Definitely click the link in the description to her website and book a session today. We all know that it's Christmas time, and, you know, some people, they have different struggles than we do, but we all have something that we need to work on, and Rosalyn can help you find that solution that will make you whole, because God didn't call us to be broken. He called us to be whole. He didn't call us to be sinful. He called us to be sinless. So if you need any solution as an individual, as a man, as a woman, or even as a couple, click the link in the description, booking session today. Big Steve is my guest at the 8 o'clock hour, and then, you know, Go Ye is up next. Big Steve, man, are you enjoying yourself tonight?
Definitely. It's always a good time at the KS Radio Show.
Definitely appreciate you being on, bro. Now, we all know that, you know, it's Christmas time in 7 days. So for those who are struggling, you know, maybe they lost a parent, maybe they lost a loved one or a friend or even a pet, you know, last year to COVID or what have you. And, you know, the holidays is a hard time for them, or just they're just having a hard time in life, period. How would you encourage those people that's, you know, struggling through the holiday season?
First off, with, you know, losing a loved one, it's always hard. But then again, no, just recognize when your time on earth is only at the beginning. You know, when you actually pass is when you actually you know, reach your true purpose, and that's really, hopefully, you know, living with the Most High versus, like, you know, burning in hell. So all it really is, your focus got to be during these times, man, to do what you got to do so you can actually see him one day, because just know, you know, you can basically kill the flesh, but you can't kill the soul. You know, the soul always moves on. But as far as, like, if you're struggling financially, or if you're struggling, you know, just with depression or anything negative the devil is trying to throw at you, just know God has a plan. And the best way to get out of your situation is let him into your situation. And then he's always got his hands out, and he's always got it reached out towards you. All you got to do is grab it, clench, and focus on what he wants you to do versus actually what you're trying to do as far as that goes, and make sure it aligns with, you know, his will. Because once you're in his will, it all turns out good. It all turns out good. When you suffer, it might last for a season or a little short time, but then just know that God, he always has a plan, and he always is willing to work out your situation. So let not your heart be troubled. Fear not. God is in control. And just know he's not through with me or you or us yet. You know, when your time is come, your time has come for you to shine. So right now, Bible told us to let our light shine so they may see your good works. Let's put in that work. And, you know, when you're working for the Lord, trust me, you know, good, it bears fruit. And that good fruit that you're bearing, you know, is we all go eat. That's all it really boils down to.
Amen, Big Steve. Now, how can the listeners and anybody that will listen to the rebroadcast of the show, how can people get a hold of you on social media?
All you got to do is actually, you can always Google Big Steve 513, and it has, you know, a link to me. Or if you actually want to follow me on Instagram, go to BigSteve_513, and that'll connect you with me. And, you know, you feel free to inbox me, or you can follow me on Facebook, Big Steve 513. And we also have FirstKingdomMusicGroup.com. You can actually reach me through there as well, and because I'm signed to First Kingdom Music Group. And, yeah, we definitely got the website popping off. And, yeah, feel free to reach out to me whenever. I'm down to do whatever events you need me to do, or even if you just need guidance on how to get things going with the ministry, I'm definitely willing to listen and help, because ultimately, just trying to see everybody make it, you know what I mean? And when I say make it to heaven, make it to the level that God wants us to be at.
Amen. Big Steve, last question. What made you, you know, want to be a guest on the KS Radio Show tonight? Because I had somebody fall through who, you know, backed out, who postponed everything. And it was like an emergency situation, because I was like, it's the month of December. I got to have shows if I want to keep the audience, you know, having content. So what made you, you know, want to be a guest tonight on the KS Radio Show?
Honestly, I knew you needed help, and even though it's a busy time for me, what I was really saying is this dude always drops everything and comes supports us, and so many different things he could be doing. Why not, you know, jump on, support this brother? And beyond that, it's a great opportunity, though. It's definitely a great opportunity. The timing wasn't the best and everything like that, but, you know, you got to make time for your people, you know, and I definitely look at you like a little bro. So, and you support hard, for real. I mean, you support me harder. Yo, minus my wife and my daughter, basically, you know, any other family member, for real. I could definitely say that, and I know a lot of people could say the same thing. So the way you support is awesome, man. So definitely, you know, anything I can, you know, to help the little bro, that's what I'm down for.
Definitely appreciate you, bro. I do know that, you know, time is of the essence. I got go ye at 9 o'clock. But are you, for the holiday season, for Christmas, Is everything like ready, settled? Did your baby girl get all the gifts she wanted? Did your wife get all the gifts she wanted? Is everything settled and ready for Christmas?
Oh, no doubt, man. It's not, you know, I can't say, you know, it's a big struggle and a big, you know, crazy grind for me around Christmas time because my daughter, you know, she's not really super picky. Like, I have to have this and I have to have that. You know, she's just appreciative for what she has. So it's never a really big scramble. And then my wife is not too picky. We're just happy to have each other for real and be in a position where we done found each other. So it's not nothing crazy or no crazy demands, nothing like that. And then with it comes time to pay for something, guys already provided the money to make whatever happen, so it's all good.
Amen. Well, Big Steve, you mentioned the concert on tomorrow night here in Cincinnati. Can you give us any information, like if people like want to like pay at the door, is that still available? If so, how much are the tickets? What's the location, the venue?
Got you. We're going to be at the Palace 2 at 5912 Vine Street, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45216 is the zip code. And it's going to be from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. We got a ridiculous lineup. We got Constance D's. We got C-Script. We got Mark Music. We got Iceberg 517. We got Message Music. We got Salt of the Earth. We got Christian Stroud starting us off with his praise dancing. We got so many people coming through and doing so many different things. Tickets are still available. There will, with the way it looks, it'll at the most basically about maybe 30 tickets at the door as far as I got will it be sold until we reach capacity, because it's definitely almost sold out. Because we got billing limitations as far as that goes, with the amount of people that can be there and everything like that. But if you get there about 6:45 p.m., we should be able to get you in. If you get there past 7:15 p.m., I doubt it'd be any tickets left. So if you want to come, just, you know, come as early as you can, and we definitely should be able to get you in. But, you know, once it reaches that later time and everything like that, and my shows do start on time, so if you can make it on time, that'll definitely be dope. And but we have sold a lot of tickets in pre-sale, and it's approaching a sellout. So,
amen. Well, Big Steve, bro, we are going to let you go because, you know, I got go ye in about 7 minutes. But
cool,
I do appreciate you for being on. Again, you guys can follow Big Steve, everyone on social media, at BigSteve_513. His newest project is releasing sometime by Christmas, either the day on Christmas or after Christmas or the weekend of Christmas. And it's titled Tennis Shoe Preacher. Again, we heard two songs on tonight, but he got a full project of like maybe how many tracks is on it? 15, 16 tracks is on it maybe?
11 songs on it. 11.
Okay, 11 songs. So we heard 2 out of 11, which means that you got to stream it on Christmas, or you can come out tomorrow and you can hear the other 9 songs. So you guys definitely want to come out and be a part of the event of the concert on tomorrow night. Again, man, Big Steve, man, thank you for joining me on tonight. And I can't wait to see you tomorrow. Me and Tristan, we're going to be in the building, and we're going to turn up. Definitely excited for tomorrow night. But enjoy the rest of your night, bro. Again, you guys, follow him everywhere on social media at BigSteve_513. And we're going to go ahead and let you go. We're going to go ahead and let you go out with Big Muscles again, in case if you guys haven't heard it. Here's Big Muscles again by my guest, Big Steve, as we get ready for Go Ye at 9 o'clock. Check it out.
Well, that means you need the Lord in your life. You know that the world ain't been doing you right. Might as well admit you need the Lord in your life. Big muscles, getting strong, made it through the struggle. Never lost faith, money about to double. Turn it all the way up, yeah, we through with being subtle. Head up, hands high, Jesus coming, they in trouble. Forget about who the one talking the slickest. So many people be living so wicked. Preacher be telling me stay in the spirit. When I be mad, I don't wanna hear it. When I be
bro.
I don't like the feeling,
not about the panic.
That's why I be chilling.
You know it's love,
it's one in a million.
Not about the struggle,
we making a killing.
Might as well admit when they drink,
it don't help the way that they think. Keep your eyes open, don't blink.
God still working out my kinks.
We unashamed,
why they not saying his name?
No, I don't care about fame,
breaking the chain,
praying that people go change.
Promise they won't be the same.
Big muscles, getting strong, made it through the struggle.
Big muscles, getting strong, made it through the struggle.
Big muscles, getting strong, made it through the struggle.
Never lost faith,
money about to double.
The world ain't been doing your life. Might as well admit you need the Lord in your life.
You know that the world ain't been doing you right.
Might as well admit you need the Lord in your life.
No gossiping,
nah boy, that's that Wendy Williams.
Don't tear it down, we build it.
Got videos, we filming.
Some people testimony,
deeper than the Lakers.
She fast like Jamaican,
yeah the world need a savior.
Can't forget my heritage,
gotta pray for their marriages.
Not paying for no therapist,
don't gotta experiment.
Curiosity might take them to the grave.
E-40 said don't save them,
but people gotta get saved.
Not from the South,
but we walk it out.
No arguing,
we talk it out.
We up late,
Waffle House,
need an update.
Who coming out?
Blessings on blessings,
stop the finesse.
Stay connected with the block like Tetris.
The world ain't been doing your right. Might as well admit you need the Lord in your life.
You know that the world ain't been doing your right.
Might as well admit you need the Lord in your life.
Big muscles, getting strong, made it through the struggle.
Big muscles, getting strong, made it through the
big muscles, getting strong, made it through the struggle.
Never lost faith,
money.
All right, y'all, man, that is Big Steve with Big Muscles. Again, if you guys are in the building tomorrow night, you can hear it live just like you heard it tonight. I do have an announcement from Overcomer Apparel, who is one of my sponsors on tonight. Before we get ready, you know, for the homie Go Yee is going to be calling in with his testimony. You guys definitely do not want to touch that dial. But if you guys do want to dial in and call in, the number is 914-205-5471. And just like Big Steve released some music tonight exclusively, Go Yee got some exclusive music too. So you guys definitely want to chime in, because you know the KS Radio Show is the home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. So do yourself a favor. Don't do yourself a disservice. And, you know, call in and support the homie Go Yee. Again, the number is 914-71. Without any further ado, here is the commercial about Overcomer Apparel. Keep it locked.
Overcomer Apparel, a premium Christian clothing company that boldly displays and promotes a message of victory and hope. This is more than a brand. It's a testimony. Connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/Overcomer Apparel. And check out all the fresh merchandise at www.overcomerapparel.org. Get your gear today and let everyone know that you are more than an overcomer through Christ. Revelations 12:11. And they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
What's up, KS Nation? This your boy, Marty the Greatest. And I'm rocking with my bro, Alicio, a.k.a.
KS the Legend.
And you are now caught up in a Lituation on the KS Radio Show.
All right, y'all. Up next is some new music from the homie T. Barlow. Here is My People, right here on KS Radio Show. Keep it locked. Go Yee's up next. Don't touch that dial. Let's get it.
Yo, one love to my Pleasant Ridge family. Shout out to my people at Greater New Hope, St. Matthew Missionary Baptist Church, Tree of Life.
Yo, come on.
I thank God for the people that he gave me. Starting with my parents, that's the people who had raised me. But still it took a village for the building of the baby. And they produced a man who can stand when it's crazy. Shout out to my brother and my sister. Even though the truth be told that you're from another mister. You're my siblings as a whole. Please don't never get it twisted. We let nothing get between us. If you think we about that drama, oh my mama, you can miss us. True life. Yo, shout out to my wife. I promise God got us and we'll always do what's right. We're blessed to have our children, three are black and two are white. And when I say I do it for you, then that means I'm do or die. As I try to be like Christ, man, so much love in my fam. Don't see too much fight, man. Mama said I'm here for you and that is true for my friends. I don't have that many cause my friends become just like them. They're part of who I am. Yo, God bless me immensely with people standing
that with me. That's just my guy that's for me, doesn't matter who against me. For every hater I discover, there's at least 10 or 20 people I know love me through the thick and through the skinny. Not just with me when I'm winning, and usually I'm losing. Yo, this is for my people growing with me through the movement. That's DC, JC, GT, J Reed, CC, J Creed, Reed B, KC, K3, Holton, and Izzy. Ow, Fonzo on the mix, getting busy. Shout out to Dwayne Avita, Christy and Christina, Jesus little brother and Ryan Martinez. Just be Roger that, Andre Wright, and I can't forget my DJ. Word to Genesis, word to Hope Music, word to NYK, yeah, I'm loving what y'all doing. Yeah, Queen Seal, Cumminberg, Jocelyn, Jasmine, Regenerate, Twin, yo, tracks be going in, Christ, since you chose to put me on the track once again, left you put the gospel back in Christian rap for the win. So, this is for my people in reform bars, niggas in the inbox, stay away from porn stars, laughing at them TikToks for the gospel going hard, solid, never flip-flop, crusading Christians, curators of hip-hop, creators of dope art, we make it a don't chart, still speaking in your heart, crafted in its image, we're a people unified, and I'm blessed to have these moments with you here throughout my life. See, there's so many I can name, if I didn't name yours, please don't charge it to the game, and understand the truth that I love you just the same. I'm just going off the brain, and I'm saying there's no reason you should ever feel alone, cause my God is on the throne, and we're his people of the road. And we're his people of the road. That's the reason you should ever feel alone. You're my people, and we're his people of the road. That's the reason we should ever feel alone. And we're his people of the road. And that's the reason you should ever feel alone. You're my people, and we're his people of the road. And there's no reason you should ever feel alone.
One time for the I Can Network. I see you. Yo, one more time for my humble kings in the back, Grace and peace to rap and grace. Grace and peace. B and D fam.
All right, y'all, man. Y'all know what time it is, man. I hope y'all got the fire department on speed dial because your boy Go Yee is about to be in the building, and his music is about to light the phone lines and the airwaves on fire. So let me go ahead and get, you know, the fire truck ready for y'all in case if y'all a little slow on your feet tonight. I'm letting y'all know right now, man, it's about to happen. Go Yee is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. What's going on, bro?
Yo, what's going on? Yo, that's funny, man. I appreciate got the fire department out there. I appreciate the love, the homie, man. Yo, I just got to tell you, you've been a blessing to me, man, for real, since day one. You've been a true blessing in my life, man, on the radio and off the radio, man. You're like a little brother to me, man. I just wanted to let you know that.
Bro, man, I definitely appreciate that. I know you are like a big brother to me, you know, on and off the show, on and off the air, in and out of ministry. When I'm having a hard time with Tristan, I call you first. If I need any encouragement, you know, I call you first. Or if I have something surprisingly to tell you about Tristan, you are the first that I call. So I definitely appreciate the bromance, bro.
Yeah, no doubt, man. It's all love. God is love, bro.
Amen. So, how you feeling tonight, bro?
Man, you got me on the late watch tonight, man. Because I'm usually in the bed by night. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm usually in the bed by night. I'm an early bird special, man. But it's Friday, man. It's Friday, so I get to hang out for a little bit tonight.
Definitely appreciate you, bro. Definitely appreciate you. Did you have a good Friday today?
Yeah, man. Everything was just smooth sailing. You know, everything. Nothing major at work. It was just, you know, Fridays are pretty quiet at work, man, and just chill here. You know, I work from home, and the wife, you know, it's a good thing to work from home, and the wife is here. If the kids go away, you know, sometimes me and the wife would run out to get a quick bite just to spend some time together, even if it's like 45 minutes, half an hour, you know?
Got you. Now, Go Yee, out of all the times you've been on the show, I have never asked you this. How does your wife feel about you? And, you know, being as, you know, as seasoned as you are, being called by God to rap, how does your wife feel about that?
she never questioned my calling, man. When I told her that I was led to go ye, she was like, okay, well, you heard God's voice. My wife is my number one fan / critiquer, because she'll listen to one of my tracks or my verses and say, Poppy, that don't sound right. That doesn't go there. I'm like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Then I come back down to the studio and then I redo it the way she said it, or she suggested. And then I'm like, you know what? She's right, man. She's right. So we both owe some old school boom bop heads, man. But she appreciates good music, man. She is, she's a great supporter, man. She's in there, man. She's also my fashionista, man. I got a video shoot coming up soon, but I'll tell you more about that.
Hey, man. So Go Ye, what made you want to be a guest on the KS Radio Show?
So I don't know how we got started, but I clicked in one day. I saw your fly, and I clicked on one day, and I was listening to your interviews, and I was like, man, this is dope. And I think I reached out to you, and I was like, yo, when can I get a spot? Because I was new in music, and I reached out to you, man. And it's been nothing but just amazing testimonies and stories and music on your show, bro.
Amen. Now, I know, today is, December 17th? And Christmas is literally next Friday, 7 days away. Are you and the wife and the missus? Are you guys ready for Christmas with your kids and everything?
We are good, man. We do it early. We straight. We're good to go.
Amen. Now, Go Ye, for those who just called in, I got some 402 people on the line. I got some 512 people on the line. I still got some people that's listening live on the internet link. So for those who don't know your testimony, can you tell us your testimony?
Yeah. So I was born and raised in New York City, Lower East Side of Manhattan, till I was about 12. We moved down to the DMV. A city called Tacoma Park, Maryland, which is right next to Silver Spring, Maryland, which is like a 5-minute drive to Washington, D.C. So I grew up in the area. I kept going back to visit my dad in New York after mom and dad got a divorce. And I lived there for a couple of summers, then I would come back. So I pretty much grew up in the Maryland area. Then graduated high school, joined the service. I was always that good kid on the block that would always tell everybody, yo, you shouldn't be doing this, you shouldn't be doing that, I would hang out with a little crew, but I would be the good kid, out of the crew. So when I joined the service, man, I was like, that was 1987, right out of high school. Then went to Germany. I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ into my life when I was in Germany, man. And it was an amazing time, man. I just felt that calling. I walked up to that altar, man, and gave my life to Him. But we all slip and fall, and we fall back. So I fell back and into my old ways. I got out the service and headed and came back to Maryland. And, man, the same folks that I would see, before I joined the service were the same guys that I would tell, hey, you shouldn't be doing this, doing that. I now got involved into what they were doing, which was the alcohol and the drugs and all kinds of stuff, man. So I slid, man. I slid for many, many, many years, backslid for many, many years, man. It was one day where I was high as a kite, man, and I drove to my sister's house in Annapolis, Maryland, which is about almost an hour from where I was living. And I felt something in my heart. I felt heavy that day. I was talking to my sister and my brother-in-law who was saved, and I was like, man, I need to get myself together. So, they prayed for me and they talked to me. Because I was ripping and running the streets, man. I was in that drug game, and it wasn't nice, bro. That the day before I went to my sister's house, I literally felt like I was dying, bro. Like I was having a heart attack. So when we talked, I just jumped back in my van and headed back home. And as I'm driving, I turned on the radio. I have no idea how it happened, but I know now. I have no idea how it happened. I turned on my radio station. And it was on a Christian channel. And bro, let me tell you, the song that was on there, I can't remember the name of the song, but the message was, God forgive me, I want to come back to you. Bro, let me tell you, let me tell you that I cried from my sister's house all the way to my house for like a whole hour. I cried to God. I said, God, take every addiction and every alcohol, everything I've got that's negative, take it away from me, because this is not who I am. I belong to you. I gave my life to you in 1990. And, bro, as I'm driving, I cried. My shirt was soaked, bro. I was crying like a baby. When I pulled up into the parking lot of my apartment complex that I was living, bro, it was like the movie Waiting to Exhale. I took a deep breath, and I blew it out, and I felt this burden just come up off of me, bro. It was like somebody had been holding me down to my shoulders for over 15 years. And that day, I was delivered from everything, every addiction I had, alcohol and everything, man. So years later, a couple of years later, I'm back into my word, and I say, God, I want my wife. And a year later to the day, man, it was right on point, man. I met my wife on the way to work at a bus stop, man. And praise God, man, she's been the most. And when I say that God, when he sends you your rib, he sends you your rib. But I always tell people, God sent me my rib, but he threw barbecue sauce on it, bro. I'm not even joking, bro. So it's funny, man, because she has made me the man that I am today, no doubt. When I met her, she was divorced for 16 years. And when I met her and she finally let me, came over to her apartment, she had no TV, man. She had books, all kinds of books. She was heavy into the world. So she has truly, truly changed my life. And I thank God, you know, for that, for her. And I truly believe that a man who findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtains favor from the Lord, man, because that's all I have now. It was good for my mother. So this was like, I'm going to say, 2018. I met a couple of brothers. Shout out to Kingsman in New York, a.k.a. Infinite Automatic. And I think you know who they are, too.
I do.
Alicia, so we connected, and I would pray for the brothers when they would go out and do their street ministry events. You know, I would pray for them over the phone. And then John, Infinite Automatic, reached out to me one day and said, bro, I want to make you an honorary Kingsman. He sent me the hat and everything, and it was cool. So then like 3 months later, I saw a video. They posted a video called Kingsman Cypher, and I was like, yo, I didn't know that. I like four of them rap. They were rappers, and that video was dope, man, that Kingsman Cypher. And I said, God, I was looking at the video, and I said, God, that's what I want to do for you. And I heard his voice. He said, go ye, go ye. And it's been go ye ever since, man, 2018, man. God's been good. I've been doing music since 2018, man. And you see my project, Go Ye Mark 1615, that dropped last year in September. And I've done so many collaborations, and I'm working on a couple of EPs coming out, man. So that's it, man. Here I am today, man. I'm still pushing, man. I'm still pushing for the Lord, man.
Amen. Amen, man. I want to give you a round of applause, man, for, you know, just sharing your testimony and, you know, being bold about it and, you know, not turning back and also being a guest on tonight. Amen.
Amen.
So you've been active in the music scene since 2018, because of the influences from the Christian group, Christian Brothers, known as Kingsmen. I'm not sure if they're still Kingsmen now, because, you know, it's been 3 years later, but, you know, hopefully they are.
Yeah.
I do know that I was good friends with the homie Prophecy, and
uh-huh.
I have no idea how he's doing now. Hopefully he's doing good. I do know that he was in conversations about, you know, getting engaged and married to the woman that he was talking to back then. But, you know, as I got my page hacked and everything, everything, people just fell off. So I'm glad
still,
that
they're not as tight as they used to be, you know, but they still keep in contact. My boy, Tony Vitrano, still does his thing out there. He'll invite, because they've got a bunch of new Kingsmen brothers, not rappers, but a lot of ministry brothers, and they still go out to Jersey, you know, and still do ministry and stuff. So yeah, they off and on. I just spoke to Prophecy yesterday. He's he's still planning to get married with, I think, this coming year. So yeah, it's an awesome group of fellas, and I've been talking to John, Infinite Automatic, off and on, man. So they inspire me, man. They really inspire me.
Amen. Now you mentioned your project titled Mark 1615 that dropped last year. You know, during COVID and everything. We got one of your songs that I have never played. Okay. Because I got the project, I got the physical CD, but I have never played this song on any show at all. So this will be a one of one with the homie Russ Shanks called War Glory.
Yeah.
What was the inspiration behind War Glory?
Shout out to my boy Russ Shanks. I love that brother, man. He's the one that I would reach out to critique my music. And he kept it real with me. Russ kept it real with me because we were connected through a brother of mine down here named Jimmy. I was part of a Lion's Den, a group. And I didn't have any music at the time out, but, you know, they had shows going on. But I was connected with them. So I used to reach out to Russ because, I love Russ, man. He's so humble, man. I love his style of music and everything. So he was the one that really motivated me, pushed me to get better and better and better. But War Glory, before the pandemic, was supposed to be me and Russ were supposed to be shooting a video, like, inside of a ring, and we were, like, battle rapping, but we were, instead of battle rapping, we were giving each other testimony. So that's pretty much the heart behind the song, is just me and him going back and forth and giving each other testimony of how God, how good God has been in our lives, man.
Amen. Well, we're going to go ahead and get into one of your first songs of the night. But stick around, KS Nation, because we got something exclusive from the homie Go Ye as well. Here is a Go Ye with War Glory featuring the homie Russ Shanks. Check it out.
Here's Johnny.
This is real, not talking about no testimony. It's non-fiction, but real life testimony. I'm transparent, I'm trying to keep it real holy. You get the honor, and this is my war glory. No food in the pantry, no food in the fridge. An hour later, all you can eat with the wife and kids. He made a way, I've got manna by the skids. Provided like his word said, that's what he did. Pocket full of zeros, man, my funds are running low. Lord, I need a miracle, now my cup overflows. I can't hold it back, man, I gotta let it go. And I'ma flow like Joe, I gotta let him know. He walks the water, can part the seven seas. Took two fish and five loaves and fed about a thousand. I have a little faith that I can move mountains. I'm standing on this word, yeah, no longer doubting.
Let me tell you about what the Lord has done for me. Keep my mind right and my legs strong up under me. The devil's stunting, I never run when they hunting me. Keep me 100 and never fronting like wannabe. You're gonna get this work, that's why I'm rocking my dungarees. Christ took the work when he suffered, bled or hung for me. We sat on dinner, he feeds us when we're hungry. We walk by faith, that means God is really running things. El Shaddai, God provides, I'm showing it. He's divine, no compromise, no blowing it. He holds me down, I lift him up, I soldier it. Cold War like the US versus the Soviets. My shortcomings, they stink like no deodorant. Still the Lord covers my fam and those I'm rolling with. Sometimes my way gets blocked like my colon gets, but he be the laxative with the power to open it. Keep me sober and free from drugs and opiates. Grace to my flesh and keep my spirit appropriate. Till my life is over with locked grips, I'm holding them. Standing in the alleys with rock pits and Dobermans.
Me and wife, you pray for a kid. His purpose meant for double, now we rocking with the twins. Never seen the righteous forsaken or begging bread. Shoes on my feet, shirt on my back, food on my plate, roof overhead. Trust me, he did it for me, he could do it for you. When you least expect it, that's when he comes through. Got me dancing in the end zone like Victor Cruz.
My God is truly faithful, my God is the truth.
Don't mean to cut you off, you finished, I'll be letting you. I'm glad for what he's done in your life and how he's blessing you. Truth be told, I love how he's progressing you. But I'm a wild out, cause to me the Lord is incredible. Word to Nick Cannon, though, I want every man to know who he is and how his mercies are tangible. How I'm born again without coming out of the vaginals. Song of his praises are flowing out of my mandibles.
Oh!
Now, I warned y'all before Goji got on here that y'all needed to call the fire department because he was about to burn it down. That was Goji with War Glory featuring the homie Rush Shanks from March 1615. If you have not heard the project, what are you waiting on? You need to go stream that project. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure Goji, you know, being my guest, he might have a couple more physical copies on hand. So definitely inbox him, check him out, and get your today. If not, stream that project online. It is on YouTube for those who love YouTube and, you know, abuse YouTube on the daily. Shout out to the homie T. Barlow that's listening live. Go ye, man. One of one, bro. I'm loving that track. For real, for real.
Man, I appreciate that. That whole entire project, when I first started, I didn't plan on doing a project. It was just going to be a bunch of singles. And I started talking to Russ because he gives me good advice. He said, man, why don't you just go ahead? Because I had so many tracks. He said, why don't you just go ahead and do a project? And I was like, man, I never thought about that, man. So, again, man, salute and shout out to my boy Russ Shanks who inspired me to actually just – I went on and did the project. So I thank God. So there were a lot – that my first project, I tested many waters, and I took a lot of notes on do's and don'ts, you know, for my first project. But I thank God that I'm still getting good feedback for it to be my first project. And a lot of people are touched by some of the messages on some of the songs.
Bro, War Glory was the first song that I put on repeat. No lie.
Wow. Amen. Praise
love
God,
that
bro.
Track, bro.
Praise God.
Loving
Praise
that
God,
one right
bro.
There. Can't wait for what you got coming up next. I do know that we have the exclusive song Change in queue, but is Change going to be a part of like a new EP or like what's the vision, you know, after you release Change?
Yes, sir. So I've got three songs on EP for now. I've got Darkness, I've got Mountaintop, and I've got Change. And it's basically Darkness was a time of my life that I went through last year, man, where I was tempted in so many ways and so many routes about going back to doing what I used to do. I felt like giving up on God, man, and just rolling out and just, you know, going back into doing, getting quick money and things like that. So that's Darkness. So, and then I came out of the darkness, and I started to seek God's face. And the next song after that is called Mountaintop. And it's basically how I went to the mountaintop after coming out the darkness, and I was seeking God's face. And it was deep. I took a break from social media. I think it was like for 3 months, man. And I was just getting to my word, and it was absolutely amazing, bro. Absolutely amazing, man. I felt God's love. I felt His presence like never before. And I got to get back into that, man. I'm back on social media for music, you know, music reasons, but I felt so good just taking a break and just getting to my word every day. And then my song Change is basically about how we need to change, whether Christian or non-Christian, man. If you didn't change in 2021, we need to do it in 2022, especially the body of Christ, because a lot of people, a lot of division in the body of Christ. Let's change and come together, but we'll talk more about that.
Amen. Do you have a release date for your song title Change?
Yeah, so for right now, which is going to be the song, the title, the single Change, dropping January 1st, 2022.
Wow, January 1st, which is on what, Wednesday or something? Friday
Wednesday,
or something?
Wednesday, yes. You know what? Yeah, and I'm sorry, man, I forgot to give a shout-out to Faith Torres, who sang that awesome hook. Oh, man, she did a hook on Mountaintop. It's amazing, man. She's got a beautiful voice. Shout out to her, because I think this is our second. We did a song together called Shots Fired. But she's doing the song. She's doing the hook on my song, Mountaintop. So salute to my sister, Faith Torres.
Amen. Well, I'm glad I connected y'all, because she's known the music scene here in Cincinnati. And it went from there.
And yes, right. I forgot about it. I forgot about that, bro. I forgot about that. You did. It was right. Absolutely. You're right. We connected on your show.
Amen. Well, we're going to go ahead and get into your exclusive song tonight. You know, KS is in my bag tonight with these exclusive joints. Two exclusive joints from Big D that's dropping next week, and something exclusive from you that's dropping January 1st, 2022. KS Nation and listeners, if you guys have not, you know, marked it on your calendar already, definitely mark January 1st on your calendar. Go Ye Change will be everywhere, online, digital platforms, and, you know, might even be on the KS radio show the whole month of January. I'm just putting that out there. But we're going to go ahead and get into this song. we're going to go ahead and get into this song by the homie Go Ye. Here's something exclusive. Here's his song titled Change right here on the KS radio show. Y'all keep it locked, man. We got more music and more questions with the homie Go Ye. Check it out.
Everything is falling, so we gotta change. Leave the future, if we don't, then we the ones to blame. How we ever getting better if we stay the same? Call on Jesus' name, he gonna take you out and change. Everything is falling, so we gotta change. Leave the future, if we don't, then we the ones to blame. How we ever getting better if we stay the same? Call on Jesus' name, he gonna take you out and change. Progress is impossible without change, and those who cannot change their mind won't change anything. And it's the wisest choice to maybe go another road. Change only comes at the end of your comfort zone. Yeah, go ye therefore and teach all the nations that the old ways day, the time for transformation. Yeah, no more race wars, it's devastating. How the media be really pushing separation. I got a child that's gonna see this world that's going sideways, steady running away from the Lord, back on the highway. Gay marriage, premarital fornication, not changing for the better, may seem like an abomination, but it's all cap how they repping him, like he says, because he don't agree with how you sin. That's why I leave it to the Lord, because they hated me. I know how I can change it, he was changing me. Everything is falling, so we gotta change. Leave the future, if we don't, then we the ones to blame. How we ever getting better if we stay the same? Call on Jesus' name, he gonna take you out and change. Everything is falling, so we gotta change. Leave the future, if we don't, then we the ones to blame. How we ever getting better if we stay the same? Call on Jesus' name, he gonna take you out and change. C-H-A-N-G-E now. Ain't with the bull, but me and God are on that 3P now. They want to clone, so they really trying to jack my style. But this game will never change if they don't find they sound. Lord help them into the heavens, I pray they welcome. Ain't got to fix it all before he saved you, Lord tell him. I've been about the dirt, and when I met him I was dirty. Now my life changed, but still feel a pull from the worldly. Murder on my block and the cops ain't coming. A hard change is needed, gotta show these youngins, gotta point them to the Lord, cause right now they running. Ain't a game, but I'm always with my pop Tim Duncan. I got less time than I started with. I'ma use it, not abuse it, tell them to follow him. We ain't never gonna see this world really have a change if the Lord is not the one that we following. Everything is falling, so we gotta change. Leave the future, if we don't, then we the ones to blame. How we ever getting better if we stay the same? Call on Jesus' name, he gonna take you out and change. Everything is falling, so we gotta change. Leave the future, if we don't, then we the ones to blame. How we ever getting better if we stay the same? Call on Jesus' name, he gonna take you out and change.
Go Ye Change exclusively for your ears and your hearts on tonight on the KS radio show. My son just gave me a kiss on the cheek. I'm feeling real good, y'all. Go Ye is in the building. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that track, man. I love my son and he loves me. And he's excited. I was telling him, like, Tristan, you can spend the night with me tonight, but I have to let you know that I have a show tonight. And he was like, Daddy, I want to go with you to your radio show. So he's always with me when I do the radio show. And I love our quality time together. And Go Ye, I'm sure as a father, you can relate with the twins and, you know, with everything you got going on. So definitely appreciative of my son.
Yeah. And just like little man loves Lamborghinis and Ferraris, my son, I took my son with autism to his first air show about 2 or 3 years ago. And he, every time he hears a jet or helicopter, he's looking out the window. So I'm waiting to see when they're going to have the next air show around here. And we live not too far from Andrews Air Force Base, where Air Force One lands. So we see all the aircraft coming in for landings and the President's Air Force One and all the jets. So it's pretty dope.
Hey, amen. Now, I do know that, you know, it's Christmas time and everything is, you know, is the presents and everything wrapped or is everything ready for Christmas?
So, no. So this year, me and the wife, we're going to take care of that. We usually, you know, we stay up all night wrapping gifts. This year, we're just going to put everything up under the tree. So everything is still in the boxes that they were purchasing in the closet. So as soon as they lay down, we're just going to put everything up. Cause, I mean, gift wrapping is not our specialty, man. It takes all night to do that. So we're just going to go ahead and just put everything out. You know what I'm saying?
I got you. Do you and your family, do you guys have any, you know, like Christmas traditions that you do before or after Christmas?
No, you know, and years ago, we would go to my mother's house. And so in Puerto Rico, the 24th of December is called Noche Buena, which is, you know, translated good night. And we sing and we cook and we party till 12 o'clock at night until, you know, we celebrate it past midnight. But we get a little bit older, man. So even though my mom is 45 minutes away, mom and dad are both getting older. She stopped doing that. But that was a tradition we always did. But here, we don't have a tradition at all, man. We just prepare everything the night before, man. Once they hit the set, we just put everything on display.
Amen. I think the only tradition that I have is to see my son smile on Christmas Day. I think that's the only tradition
that's
I
it.
Have.
That
is the
that
only
is
thing
it.
That matters to me. So, yeah.
Amen.
Again, man, shout out to my son. Do you have any shout outs you want to give tonight?
Absolutely, man. Always giving a shout out to my Lord and Savior, man, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here giving this testimony, man. And my beautiful, loving, caring, beautiful wife, Sonia. I love my baby with all my heart. And then my twin, all my kids, all of my children. I have 5 children. So, and then all of my brothers in the ministry, man, in the music ministry, who are keeping it real, and who are doing it right for the Lord, and are not boasting about themselves, but boasting about the Lord, man. So yeah, those are my shout outs for the night, and to you too, bro. Shout out to my little bro, Alicia, man. I love you, man.
Hey, man, bro. Well, I do got something up my sleeve from the homie R3G that, you know, dropped his project this past weekend, this past Friday, titled Timely Manner. And I told him that he was going to be on the playlist. So I'm going to do him a good favor, you know, a solid. And I'm going to go ahead and play one of his songs tonight. Here is I Got a Lot. I'm sorry, it's not called I Got a Lot. It's called Got a Lot. I'm sorry. And it basically says, you know, that, you know, as humans, we got a lot of problems. And Goyi, I know you can attest and relate to that. But we also can have faith in God to handle those problems. So even though I got a lot of problems, I got faith in God as well. So we're going to go ahead and get into something new for homie R3G. Here is Got a Lot, and I promise you, y'all going to love this one. Here it is, right here on the KS Radio Show. Check it out.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. I got it. Yeah. R3G. I got a lot. They said I was crazy. These problems gon' pay me, but I got a lot. I got a lot. No reason to lie. He walk with me daily. I still got a lot. I still got a lot. I lost my mind, but I won't deny that I got a lot. 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 Ain't got no money, but I got bills, and I got a lot. You rockin' the ice, but you need to chill, you need to stop. I had to learn to give it to him, cause I got a lot. I got a lot. God
process. Give me all your burdens and cast all of your cares on me. I know a lot don't heed, so he says when you got a lot, he'll take it all the way piece by piece. Mwah, with a feast, I got a lot to say. Cause they all keep praying on my downfall. The same ones that keep asking what I'm down for. Yeah, I know it's a lot, but I'm here for it. That's what you here for? My mountains be rocky. Sometimes I just feel like they stop me. Yeah, I got a lot of those doubting. I feel like I'm drowning, but that's cause they riding the wave and it's always around me. I don't think they like me. Up in my YT, sure that they truth is as real as they lie be. That's how they pride be. That's why they hiding. That's why we can't give it to them lightly.
I was living for myself instead of in his will. This might be that pride that I need to kill. Now I ain't walking in my purpose, love the way it feel. I had to push my pride to the side. I got a lot. They said I was crazy, these problems don't faze me. But I got a lot. No reason to lie, he walk with me daily. I still got a lot. I lost my mind, but I won't deny that I got a lot. I got a lot. I got a lot. Ain't got no money, but I got bills. I got a lot. You rockin' the ice, but you need to chill. You need to stop.
You need to stop.
I had to learn to give it to him. Cause I got a lot.
I got a lot.
I got a lot.
I got a lot.
I just wanted to be loved like I never had. But Jesus said it, I have plenty, you don't gotta ask. I can't find my joy and treasure cause it doesn't last. So I stayed up in his presence, had to lead a path. Whoa, I had to give it up, I had to switch it up. I'm flexing on Satan, but boy, you ain't big enough. You need to stop picking up, yes. I had a lot on my mind, but it got better with time. He is divine, he is the truth, he is the life, he is the king. He got my mind. I was living for myself instead of in his will. This might be that pride that I need to kill. Now I ain't walking in my purpose, love the way it feel. I had to push my pride to the side. I got a lot. They said I was crazy, these problems don't faze me, but I got a lot. No reason to lie, he walk with me daily, I still got a lot. I lost my mind, but I won't deny that I got a lot. I got a lot. I got a lot. Ain't got no money, but I got bills, I got a lot. You rockin' the ice, but you need to chill, you need to stop. I had to learn to give it to him, cause I got a lot. I got a lot.
God for a purpose. It's supernatural. Nothing out of this world. Out of this world.
Are you looking for impeccable styles and the latest trends in fashion and couture? Then look no further than ShalomChic.com. Hi, this is Glory Shalom, and I want to personally invite you to ShalomChic.com. ShalomChic.com is an online fashion boutique for women. We specialize in carrying the latest trends in fashion and couture, all at an affordable price. Shalom Chic offers a variety of styles for the fashionista in you. Yes, visit us today at ShalomChic.com and let us get you dressed to impress. See you there.
What up, y'all? This your boy D1. Right now, you are rocking with the KS Radio Show. Yeah.
Hey, what's up? This is Chrissy Payne with Fox Culture, and you are now listening to the KS Radio Show. Keep bearing fruit.
It's your boy, De La Mons. You are now rocking to
the KS Radio Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Hey, man, that was the homie R3G with Got A Lot. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that track. Again, man, Timely Manner is available now on all digital platforms. And RPG will be in the building tomorrow night at the concert with the homie Big Steve as we celebrate his 16th studio project. Shout out to the homie Old Rugged that's on the line, man. We got something new with Go Yee and Old Rugged coming up next. Go Yee, man, you still there, bro?
Boy, yes, indeed. Salute Old Rugged. That's my boy.
Hey, man, that's the homie, man. Definitely appreciate, you know, everything that he's doing musically. you know, sharing his testimony through, you know, his lyrics, you know, being the man that he is. I actually stumbled across Old Rugged because of the homie DJ NYK from Torn Straight Inc. Definitely a good brother, man. Glad to have him on my page, man.
Indeed. Salute to DJ NYK, Mike Fleming. Salute to that brother, too.
Hey, man. What you think about that the R3G track?
That was dope, man. I love music with a good message, man. You know, I tell myself if you could turn off the beat and the music and the sound and just listen to like acapella, listen to the if that music has a message to it, it's dope. And that's what means a lot to me, man. You could be the fastest rapper or whatever this or whatever that. But if I were to turn down your music and hear you spit just so I can listen to that message, that means a lot. That means a lot, man. But, yeah, dope artist, man. He's a dope artist. Good music, good message.
Amen. Well, go ye, man. You know, it's 9:40. We got about another 20 minutes or so. But how can people, get a hold of you on social media? Because we've heard two of your songs, one of them Something Old, one of them, not yet released. And in case if, people want to follow you, how can people get a hold of you on social media?
So first of all, I'm going to say this. I've got 4 physical CD copies, and I'm giving them away to the first 4 people that inbox me at goyemusic or goye_music on Instagram, or you can look me up on Jose, GO/YE Maldonado on Facebook. And I'm also on Twitter under Go Ye Music. I'm under Go Ye Music on YouTube as well. So, but for tonight, last four CDs, I'm giving away for free. So if anybody wants a free CD, inbox me on any of my platforms. And whatever I have left, first come, first serve, send me your name, your address, and I'll ship it to you.
Amen. Y'all better get on it because I'm about to inbox in for another copy. I love you, bro, man, for real, man, for real, for real.
Love you. And you know what? I look at you. You look like my family in Puerto Rico. Sometimes I want to call you to talk to you in Spanish.
That is too funny. That is too funny. Now, we have your, if I'm not mistaken, it was a song that you released in November, I think so, called Pull Up On Me, and it's featuring the homie Old Rugged. It was released in November, right?
Yeah, there was something like that. I think, was it September or November? No, I think it was September.
Okay. I knew it was one of them fall months because you emailed it to me. You was like, bro, just play it. I don't even care when you play it, how you play it, just play it. So, definitely, Pull Up On Me is one of my favorites from, out of your catalog and out of your discography. But what was the inspiration behind Pull Up On Me?
Basically not scared. A lot of my songs have to deal with talking to the devil. I'm getting tired. That was talking to the devil. Some of my other tracks on Go Ye Mark 1615. It's basically just coming after the devil, but this was something that what inspired me was that little boy on Instagram who came on there one time talking about pull up on me. And I took that and I was like, man, that's a message for the devil, pull up on me. So it was basically just, we're not scared of the devil. You can pull up on me if you want, but I got something for you, So that was basically the theme behind that song.
Wow. Bro, when you mentioned that little boy in that video, I pictured it and I visualized it so clear. And, yeah, he kept on saying, pull up on me. So the fact that you got inspiration from that is nothing but God, nothing but, Holy Spirit led. But the video is hilarious. Amen. And to see the message from the video be turned around for God's glory is something amazing. So, that's amazing, bro. I never knew what the inspiration behind it was, which is why I asked the question. Hopefully the listeners got the gist of it as well. We're going to go ahead and get into Pull Up On Me in a moment. But I believe Pull Up On Me is it on digital platforms, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, it's on all platforms. All platforms. Spotify, Amazon, Apple, Google. It's on all platforms. Yes, indeed.
Amen, you guys. Well, KS Nation, KS Radio Show family, and Go Ye supporters, we're going to go ahead and get into this Pull Up On Me track featuring the homie O Rugged, man. Y'all going to enjoy this one. I promise you. I promise you. And, you know, KS, I don't bring no promises. So here it is. Pull Up On Me on the KS Radio Show. Check it out.
Pull up on me.
You don't want none of this. We representing God's army.
Pull up on me.
See you coming, you trying to pull up on me. Holding my ground with 66 books, I'm packing heat. I never get the L, no time for defeat. White flag, call your troops back and retreat, and retreat. Hit me with your best shot, yo, that's all you got. Taking over your spot like the block was hot. I'm preaching to the brothers with the pocket full of knots. I told you I was coming back, oh, you forgot? I'm getting tested on the regular daily basis with different tactics, different faces, different places. Left the old behind, I'm changing frames like interfaces. Rolling with the key, taking up double spaces.
Devil swinging, but you never catch me leaning back. I'm standing toe-to-toe with hammer till the sky cracks. I've got the victory and that I would never lack. If my brother falls, you can catch me standing in the gap.
Pull up on me.
You don't want none of this, we representing God's army.
Pull up on me.
You don't want none of this, we representing God's army.
In the midst of my brokenness, life of hopelessness, I stand in the shadows of this song. There's no hope in this, I need you even more. Feel you even more. Bless Christ with my life, gotta love you even more. Will you ever leave me in this world? Broken and tired, a sense of loneliness for righteousness is my desire. This life got a hold of me, sin got a hold of me. My faith is in Christ alone, the word set me free. I try to live for you, but my flesh didn't see.
Who am I?
When it comes to seeing Christ in the sky.
Who am I?
When I gotta pay the price just to die.
Who am I?
When I feel this pain inside, it can't cry. A life bound to righteousness, my soul, it can't lie. I'm trapped in the chamber, in the storm, I meet the eye. Victorious divine, I let my light shine. Bitches of my warfare, my weapon is my rhyme. It's a shame in the rap game, we only know your name. Dead works in this world, now your soul trapped in flames.
Preach Christ Jesus, the message.
The kingdom is my aim. My mind is so polluted, anger and strife gotta restrain the pain.
Pull up on me.
You don't want none of this, we representing God's army.
Pull up on me.
You don't want none of this, we representing God's army.
Pull up on me. Pull up on me.
You don't want none of this, we representing God's army.
Now listen, y'all, I didn't told y'all. Y'all gonna have to call the fire department, cause the homie, Go Ye, is in the building and he ain't playing around with his music, y'all, man. We here to put the devil on notice and we here to be bold about everything that we are doing for Jesus, man.
Praise God.
Go Ye, man.
Praise God.
I am loving that track as well. You got some fire in your arsenal. And you ain't playing or pulling punches when it comes to the devil. And I love it.
Yeah, thank you. God be praised. Shout out to my man, Pulse Music Group, Antonio D. Adams, who created that beat.
Hey, amen. Again, you guys, Pull Up On Me is featuring Old Rugged, so you can definitely stream that and get that anywhere online. Like he mentioned, Amazon Music. You know, I'm pretty sure it's somewhere on YouTube. I'm pretty sure it's somewhere on Spotify. It might even be on SoundCloud. You guys definitely want to get that in your playlist and, you know, put the devil on notice and tell him to pull up on you because you got something waiting on him. You feel me? So I'm loving it, bro.
Amen. Amen. Appreciate you.
I'm definitely loving it. For the last 10 minutes, is there any encouragement that you would like to give the listeners? You know, the holiday season, you know, with Christmas around the corner, could be hard for, you know, anybody.
Yeah.
But so is there any encouragement that you want to give the listeners right now?
Man, you know what? Holiday season, and let me tell you, me and my wife were just talking about this a couple of nights ago. It always seems like the enemy wants to attack right around the holiday season. You had the school shooting. I mean, we're just going crazy. Right around the holiday season, Thanksgiving and Christmas, he knows that people that love each other come together at those holidays, whether you celebrate it or not, and he's attacking. He wants to steal the joy and happiness that you have with family members or, you know, whoever. And it's hard. But as Christians, we have to understand, in the body of Christ, we understand that when God calls us home, it's time to go home. However he calls us, the way, the shape or the form that he calls us home, we're not going to like it. We don't like death. Nobody likes death. But as long as you know in your heart that we're going to see those people again, just be comforted by that you as a Christian person knowing that this is not the end, that, you know, death is something that has to happen. But if you focus on the Lord, and I always preach on Psalms 46:10, where it says, be still and know that I am God. Because in those few words has so much power in it. If you are still and you trust in God, that means you believe in him. You're understanding the way he's working. You know, sometimes we sit back and we look at our situation and say, how is this working out for our good? Like the word says, everything works out for the good for those who are called, who love a man and call according to his will. If you're in a situation that looks real bad and you say to yourself, how is this working out for my good? You keep asking yourself that. But then the Holy Spirit hits you with, do not lean unto your own understanding, because this is all God's work. And yes, it hurts. Yes, it hurts. But just remember that this is not the end. This is not the end. If you stay focused on the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he gives you that true peace. He gives you that true peace. He said, the word of God says, he gives you that peace that he gives, not as the world gives. The world doesn't give any peace. There's no peace in this world. You think about it. So be focused. Stay focused on Christ and just remember that he's in charge of everything and he's got you. He's got you. You know, the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but to the one who endures to the end. Amen.
Amen to that, bro. Amen to that. Go, you can you go ahead and close us out in prayer?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to thank you again, Father God, for this gathering of the brothers and sisters, for this show, God, that you've given my brother, who's created this ministry, the KS Radio Show. Father God, we pray and ask that, God, that you continue to expand his territory for your honor and glory. And Father God, I continue to pray for the listeners, that the listeners may get a message or get something informative. Even artists reaching out to other artists who are led in the spirit to come together and collaborate and create something for your honor and glory. So, Father God, as we're approaching the holidays and the end of this year, Father God, I pray for the covering of the blood of Jesus Christ for everybody that's been listening and everybody under the sound of my voice, Father God, that you continue to bless them and keep them safe and sound. And, Father God, if there's anybody that needs restoration, deliverance and healing, God, I pray right now that in the name of Jesus Christ that you give it to them right now for everybody that's under the sound of my voice, their families, their fathers, sons, daughters, their children, Father God, give them peace and protect our children Protect us as we go out and about every day, Father God. Remind us to put on the full armor of God, Father God, because the enemy's out there and he's attacking, God. But we love you, Father God, because we serve a mighty God who protects us, God. So, Father God, I pray that you listen to this prayer, and we're lifting this prayer up with expectation and thanksgiving. And we say thank you, Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen, bro. Amen. And, you know, I wouldn't be where I am without, you know, Christ transforming my life with his blood. And you wouldn't be where you are without Christ, you know, transforming your life with his blood as well. So we all have surrendered to God through Christ Jesus' blood. And I have a special clip for those, you know, around the holiday season or, you know, just in general who are, you know, on the fence, who don't know what the next step is. And I just want to let you guys know that life on this side is better. The grass on this side is greener because Jesus Christ is on this side. That we have chosen the right side. We have chosen the winning team. But in case if you don't know what salvation is, here is the salvation clip right here on the KS Radio Show. Check it out.
That God raised him from the dead. The Bible says that we shall be saved. And so wherever you are right now, if you believe that, I want to pray with you. I want to agree with you. So if you just bow your head and just repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, give you my life. I'm an imperfect person searching for a perfect God who's able to restore me, who's able to keep me. So God, I ask you to come into my heart. For your word says that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart, that I shall be saved. God, I want you more than anything. I've tried everything. I surrender my heart to you. I believe that you died on the cross. And on the third day, the Holy Spirit raised you from the dead and restored us back to you. That salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer and you meant that prayer, I want you to know that heaven is rejoicing right now. And we're celebrating right now with you, wherever you are, in your car, at work, in your closet, in your bathroom. It does not matter where you are. God is able to meet you exactly amazing thing about him. The same God that did it for me is the same God that's doing it for you right now in this moment. So I just want you to receive whatever it is that he's saying to you. Thank you for hearing our prayer, God.
Amen, you guys. Again, if you don't know Jesus in the departing of your sin, then you stand on the wrong side of salvation, and salvation is important and essential, especially with 2022 on the rise. You do not want to go into the new year without accepting Christ as your Savior and as your Lord. Go ye and I, Big Steve, and everybody on the line can attest to that. But in case if you don't know Jesus, this is the perfect time and the perfect opportunity to get to know him and accept him. Go Ye, thank you for being my bro. Thank you for, you know, joining me on tonight with all the music and, you know, with your testimony and encouragement and encouraging words and remarks as well. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, bro.
Thank you, man. You know, we have to do it again. Always. Always here.
Always. Always, bro. Just like my home, you are always welcome. KS Radio Show is my home like it is yours. Definitely love you. Grace and peace unto you, bro. Love you, bro. Like a real brother. For real, for real. We do life together. Yeah, no, and I can't wait to see what 2022 holds for us.
Man, God is good. He's worthy to be praised.
Amen. Well, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. KS Radio Show family, if you guys have not read the description, definitely check out the description with all the links to my sponsors, Rosalind Smith Counseling, ShalomSheet.com. My business page is also in the description, as well as my Cash App information in case if anybody wants to donate and send donations and tithes. You can send it to Cash App, the $ capital ELISEO. Capital TORREZ. You guys are going to go ahead and get out of here with some brand new music from the homies, BRM and Brody Da Vinci with Snowed In, because Christmas is around the corner and you are about to be locked in your house with your family and loved ones. So we want to get you in the Christmas spirit, and this is the perfect song to do it by. So here is BRM and Brody Da Vinci with Snowed In. You guys have a good one. I'll see you guys hopefully next week on Tuesday on Candy Combos at 9 o'clock. Which is my birthday, which is December 21st. Uh-huh. You guys have a blessed one, and I can't wait to see you guys next week. Much love, peace, and God bless.
Amen.
Can we get snowed in?
With the family, the fireplace throwing heat just like I do on beach. I love these blessings that the Lord gives, big or small. I take the L, turn it to W and win a car. We got the hot chocolate ready up inside the packet. The marshmallows in the bag, you know I'm about to have it. And even though my tongue is burning with the first sip, remind me that I'm here alive, that trick is gonna be worth it. That cup I talk about is walking with the Lord, feel me. He got me making memories, the video is filming. I'm in a place where God put me, let me give him thanks. I'm dancing with the wife and kids, laughing out here playing pranks. I'm like that elf buddy, oversized grown child. I'm like that jolly Saint Nick, I'm bringing most smiles. We love the presents, but we know the best ones in. I see the tree with lights just jacked because my girl is stunning. Yeah, looking out the window, man, it's cold. Reflecting on the year, it's been a lot, was kind of full. I know my stocking gonna have the goodies, that's the goal. I got everything I need, I'm glad it's here.
Can we get snowed in? Singing for Leaf, Navidad, sipping cocoa out in the cold. Stringing up lights, only fights in the snow. Can we get snowed in? Presents get open, but yours. Keep us warm, let's have a drink or two. Cocoa lights and stockings loaded up with trees. Family photos been hanging on the tree. FaceTime our family so they can smile at our girl. That same smile can really brighten up our world. Yeah, this year I've probably been naughty and nice. It's surely been wrong far more times than I'm right. And this time of year I'm certain it don't matter. I'm reminded of that gift that we was given on that silent night. While the snow falling, might as well be warm inside. Hold you close and laugh together, we ain't short on time. You my gift and we gon' always be together. Through the seasons in the cold, we can never let these feelings die. Yeah, they won't shake us up like a snow globe. Hallmark love and we need our own show. Sit back and soak in the view. Just let me be snowed in. Cocoa.
Okay, here is a message from Tristan and I. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.